Having a healthy Halloween. That story next on This Land of Ours. Halloween is traditionally a time for ghosts and goblins to gobble up lots of candy treats. But if that much sugar for your little ones is a scary thought, there are ways to minimize, according to nutritionist Dr. Keith Cantor, who says you can buy all-natural or organic treats.
I would try to get them, if you can, in bite sizes, especially when you're going for USDA all-natural or USDA organic. It is more expensive, so you want to make up for that cost, if you can, with the size.
And Cantor says you can always skip food treats altogether.
No, you could give out other things. I've seen people that give out balloons. Those are as inexpensive as candy. And they have little bugs and bug rings and things like that. So there's other things that you could give out that children enjoy that isn't even food, and you still make the children happy and could keep the cost within reason.
When your kids come home with a bag full of candy Halloween night, Cantor says moderation is the key.
If they eat it in moderation, it's not going to be a problem. If all your child has is 3-4 pieces of candy on Halloween, and then he goes back to his regular thing, it doesn't matter. He's going to have a little too much sugar, be a little wound up. But if he's not having 20 of them and not doing it for weeks at a time, it really doesn't matter that much.
And in fact, he says, really?
I'm Cindy Zimmerman, Southeast AgNet.